Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
The taxi driver, the rapist taxi driver Raymond Shorten, is on a number of the front pages this morning. The Irish Daily Mail, a proper, and they've underlined the word proper, a proper sentence for a vile predator. Raymond Shorten has been handed a 30-year consecutive sentence in a judgment that sends a message of zero tolerance to perpetrators. The Irish Daily Star, how many more taxi rapes? Question mark. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris talking about this case last night. He was jailed for the rape of two young female passengers despite boasting he would be out to watch the Euros, and it's described as relief as he's caged for the next 30 years. He's been handed 17 more years on top of a 13-year child rape sentence. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, taxi rapist was sure he'd go free. Raymond Shorten was yesterday given a further 17 years in prison, and the Mirror can reveal he claimed he would be out to watch the Euros. Gardaí last night urging other victims to contact them, saying please come forward and make a complaint. They suspect that there may be other victims out there and they want them to come forward. The Irish Times also has that case on its front page, which says that the taxi system is going to be reformed after this rapist taxi driver was jailed. Justice Minister Helen McEntee has promised to implement reforms to the taxi licensing system as soon as possible. The Department of Justice says that Minister McEntee is going to work with the Garda Commissioner to further identify what needs to be done to put systems in place for all people that may be dealing with vulnerable people. And the Minister had asked the taxi licensing system receive priority attention. So all to do with the vetting of taxi drivers. Some talk in the papers too of installing CCTV in taxi cabs, which would be interesting. I don't know how the drivers would react to that, but maybe passengers would feel safer if there was a camera in the back of the taxi. When you get into some in America, there's a sign up saying that you're being recorded. Other main story in the front of the Irish Times, also to do with Garda matters. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has called for a change in the way that sites for new accommodation centres for international protection applicants are selected and then opened with a view to minimising violent opposition to them. Essentially, the Garda Commissioner looking for better consultation on where you put asylum seekers. Now, Drew Harris has insisted very few of the centres had caused the kind of clashes seen in Coolock, but he believes that when other state agencies and departments are drawing up plans for these centres, that the Gardaí should be included and have an earlier input. The front of the Irish Independent has an interview with RTÉ Director General Kevin Backhurst, and apparently some RTÉ staff didn't want to disclose information on their personal assets, the Nixers that they do, as the broadcaster compiled a transparency register. Kevin Backhurst said a number of individuals didn't want to provide information on outside work, but RTÉ made it clear that was what was expected. And he also said that the Data Protection Commissioner has put the brakes on revealing the sideline jobs of Montrose Stars. Big interview with Kevin Backhurst in this morning's Irish Independent. The Media Minister, Catherine Martin, is going to be on News Talk Breakfast this morning, so there'll be plenty of questions to ask her about RTÉ, so tune in from 7 to hear that. The Irish Examiner on the front page says Ireland's position as a global tech centre and geographic hub for data centres and internet cables, God, we're flat out, because of all this, it means that we're increasingly making it a target for espionage from hostile states. This is a security report that the government has got, which says that Ireland is more vulnerable to cyber threats and hybrid threats, including to our critical infrastructure and democratic institutions. Russian naval activity close to Irish shores has highlighted the potential for maritime or hybrid attacks against our infrastructure, according to that report. front of the Irish Sun. I heard Henry McKean on about this yesterday here in News Talk, that Roy Keane had been seen in Skerries. It's on the front page of the Sun, Keane's Skerry movie. And this is the news, that Roy Keane has been tipped to land a Hollywood role after his top-class acting yesterday. So he brought Skerries to a standstill while filming a new advert for Sky. And director Robbie Walsh has said that Roy Keane could easily end up on the big screen. This guy says, this is Robbie Walsh, who says, "I don't know why Roy Keane hasn't gotten into the movie sooner. If I was looking for a gritty silent hitman, Roy would be perfect." So that explains, if you're wondering why Roy Keane was in Skerries, he's filming an ad for Sky, pictured with a dog yesterday as part of the ad. Inside the papers then, I see that we are talking about Ursula von der Leyen and she wanting a female and male candidate for commissioner. But the government, according to the Irish Times, is going to ignore Ursula. So she has sent a formal request. She's the European Commission president, that Ireland puts forward the names of at least one woman and one man as nomination for commissioner. But the government's position is that it'll only nominate Michael McGrath for finance minister and would not propose a second nominee to fill Ireland's place on the commission. Of course, Michael McGrath, former finance minister, as he's set to head off to Brussels. But Ursula has sent a letter saying that she wants a male and female. The Irish Times understands that Michael McGrath will remain as Ireland's only nominee, regardless of Ms. von der Leyen's letter making the formal request for two names. So we'll see what happens with that. The Olympics opening ceremony on tonight. In the Telegraph, we are told you can't drink at the Olympics, just in case you were wondering. In the city of fine wine and high dining, the alcohol runs dry inside Olympic venues because French laws force spectators to settle for €8 non-alcoholic beers. Only VIPs are going to be allowed drink at Paris 2024. There are restrictions on limiting alcohol sales at stadiums unless they accompany a meal. So if you're a VIP, you'll get to enjoy booze. Otherwise, you have to drink non-alcoholic beer. Apparently, the food is quite good at the Olympics. So far, spectators have been impressed by the quality of the food. If you want a cheeseburger, it'll cost you €11. Hot dogs are €9.50. Chicken sandwiches are €8.50. And egg muffins are €8. Not that expensive for a big event like the Olympics, and also not that expensive for Paris. I remember being in Paris before and I got a ham and cheese roll and a glass of Coke, and it was €19.50 or €20. So Paris can be very, very pricey. And of course, the opening ceremony on tonight, if you want to watch, by the way, 6 o'clock it kicks off on RTE. And the rumour is that Celine Dion is going to be performing. She's in Paris. The rumour is that she's being paid €2 million to sing in French, and her security and hotels are going to cost another €2 million. So €4 million to get Celine Dion to sing live, which hasn't happened in quite some time. Staying with big singers, The Sun tells us Adele has secretly got engaged to her boyfriend Rich Paul, despite months of speculation that they had got married already. Rich Paul actually only proposed last Thursday, and apparently Adele immediately said yes and then FaceTimed friends and family to share the happy news. Two final stories for you, one from The Mail. They're looking at the new words added to the Cambridge Dictionary. The ick is one of them, which describes a sudden aversion to someone or something, often triggered by a specific trait. Then chef's kiss, which means something is perfect, also made the cut, referring to the gesture of kissing one's fingers like a chef and then pulling the hand away as a sign of approval. Another entry into the Cambridge Dictionary is IYKYK, which is if you know, you know, which is used to imply an inside joke. Then we have face journey, which refers to the display of a sequence of emotions, and porch piracy, a new one on me, which is where someone steals a package from outside your house. They're all the new phrases in the dictionary. And finally, to look at holidays, in the Mirror, a sun lounger on Italy's Amalfi Coast is the world's most expensive sun lounger. If you want to rent it, it'll cost you €350 a day. They've been looking at 131 clubs and beaches to find the priciest sun lounger. California had the highest rentals for a public beach. It's €75 for a sun lounger and a parasol. And then in Turkey, it's €1.20 to rent a sun lounger for the day. And also there's a survey here. Many of us take our home creature comforts very seriously. 44% leave nothing to chance because we pack our own tea bags. Nearly as many, 40%, find room in the luggage for their favourite biscuits, while 37% don't trust strangers' coffee and bring their own coffee, according to this research in The Mirror. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.